Hello and welcome to It's Your Health. I learned something very startling, that there is research that links gum disease and pancreatic cancer and how important it is to treat your gum disease. And I am so glad to be joined once again by the fabulous Dr. Robert Gregg, who's going to talk to us all about this. Hello, Dr. Gregg.
Hello, Lisa. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, so nice to have you back. If you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your work.
Well, I am a dentist out in Southern California. I graduated from Georgetown University on the East Coast, and I've been practicing for 27 years, primarily focusing on gum disease and specifically the use of lasers to treat and reverse gum disease.
Now, when did this news first start coming out about this link?
Well, the study that was that came out, it was a Harvard study, and its study began in 1986 looking at over 50,000 men. And so it concluded a couple years ago, but it really hasn't got a lot of press. And it might be because of the relatively small numbers. You know, we're talking about 30,000 people will die of it this year, and that's maybe not a big number. It is to those 30,000 families.
Of course.
And it's gotten recent attention. Pancreatic cancer has really got a lot of attention because of Steve Jobs lately, and I think that's renewed the interest in, you know, what is it, why is it, what can we do about it?
Well, I'm so glad you're here, too, because I understand that November is National Pancreatic Cancer Month. And I think what's also really key, doesn't gum disease, can't that lead to other systemic illnesses as well?
Yeah, and that was the interest and the focus of the researcher at Harvard was, okay, we've got an understanding that there's a link with heart disease and strokes and preterm birth babies. What is the possible link to cancers? And the study that they decided to look at was cancer of the pancreas. So, you know, just to extend upon that, you know, what is the link between these various different illnesses and gum disease? And what the researchers are focusing on is there's something called C-reactive protein that comes from the liver in response to general inflammation in the body. So inflammation or swelling or redness or puffiness is not just something on the skin, it's something that can circulate through the bloodstream. And the reason that we suspect gum disease is because it's a chronic infection that lasts. It starts early in adulthood and lasts throughout our lives unless we do something about it, and it tends to get progressively worse and worse. Where the germs in the mouth are basically a resource or a source of bugs and inflammation throughout the rest of the body. And it's a reservoir, if you will.
Well, you know what's so interesting, too, is that you use something called the LINAP protocol. And I know that's the first and only specific laser periodontal protocol that received FDA clearance.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think it's important to distinguish between, you know, conventional periodontal therapies, which are, you know, reasonably good at getting rid of swelling and inflammation, but not always necessarily good at killing the bugs, meaning that germs can still reside and lay in wait, if you will, even though the surface inflammation is gone. And what we found from research that I think we may have discussed before, Marjorie Jeffcoat in the British Journal of OBGYN, is she distinguished between successful treatments versus unsuccessful treatments of periodontal patients in preterm birth babies. And successful treated patients only had 10% of preterm birth babies, unsuccessful, 60%. So that's a 6 times increase. So you can have your gums treated and still not be effective at eradicating the pathogens or the germs that sit down and simmer in the bone and the gum tissues to rise again later, and you think, oh my gosh, I've had my gums treated, and I'm frustrated because now I have to have them treated again. While LINAP is not a cure, we've seen greatly reduced rates of retreatment, greatly reduced eradication of bugs through sampling of the germs in laboratory tests and such. So we think that LINAP is a successful treatment versus and a fairly long-term successful treatment versus some of our shorter-term treatment regimens.
Now, being a health educator with a master's in public health, I'm all about prevention. Now, of course, flossing is so key, and brushing regularly. Is there anything else we can do for prevention in the first place so we don't end up with these problems?
The only thing you can do is to see a dentist.
See a dentist, yes.
See a dentist that really specializes in identifying periodontal problems. Periodontists are specialists that do that. There are some general practitioners that focus and emphasize on that. But there's a lot of general dentists that, because patients choose not to get their gums cut surgically, that they will retain those patients in their practice for lack of other options. And Lanap is another option for patients who would otherwise not want to accept and go through conventional periodontal treatment surgeries.
Oh, God, that sounded awful. When you said cut the gums, I just cringed, and I'm sure folks in the audience did too. Oh, God, that sounds so painful.
Well, yeah, it's necessary in some instances, but for the vast majority of infectious inflammatory, and the emphasis is on inflammatory periodontal disease, you don't need to cut or remove any native or the patient's tissue. You just target the bugs with a fiber optic, the diameter of 3 human hairs, and you literally vaporize the germs in and around the pocket through kind of a pulsing effect of the laser beam that irradiates out and reaches out and kills bugs at some depth and in the few millimeters, and that's been very, very effective.
That sounds incredible. Now, what sets people up for periodontal disease, and is there a genetic factor? Like if your mother had problems or something?
Absolutely. About a third of the population has a genetic component, meaning we're always going to struggle with them, and it's better to struggle with them with a technique that doesn't subtract tissue, but it keeps and preserves tissue, because that way we live to fight another day, and we still have the same tissue to work with. Others, though, tend to have an ethnic background. There's a sort of a predisposition to getting early susceptibility. But those particular patients often recover and return to health very dramatically because in the early stages, they're not keeping up with their flossing and their brushing, and they get the tartar that gets under the gum line, and then that sets up the whole thing. But they can often reverse if they're not necessarily genetically disposed, but maybe otherwise they have some precursors. Like we have diabetes, we have type 1 and type 2. You kind of have the same sort of a staging of genetic factors. You've got those that are really in the perio penalty box with their, with their genetics, and then you have others that are, that have some of the genetic traits, but they're more susceptible, but they're much more reversible.
Now, are there any signs and symptoms that you're having trouble with your gums? I mean, obviously, I would think bleeding or pain, but is there ever something that's asymptomatic, but you should,
all the time. Gum disease, like high blood pressure and diabetes, is a pretty painless process.
Okay.
It's a slow, progressive, dissolving of the bone and the attachment of the ligaments to the root surface. So it comes on slowly. But if patients are experiencing changes in their bite, that's a big one that people don't pay attention to.
Oh.
Also, a sort of a sulfur-like odor that may just seem to be bad breath. But if it's not going away after a can of, breath mints, you might want to have that checked out. So those are the two, we've all heard of the bleeding, the puffiness, the sore gums, that kind of thing. That's pretty obvious, but I see a lot of patients that don't have those obvious symptoms, yet they've got a simmering problem just below the surface of the gums.
Oh, my. Well, it's so good that you came on to talk about this very interesting study about the link between pancreatic cancer and gum disease. And how can people learn more about you, about the study, and about the Lanap? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, we have a clinical trial going on right now with five university multi-center clinical trial. Looking at the comparative value of Lanap to traditional forms of gum treatments and surgery. That's at www.clinicaltrials.gov, and you just type in LANAP in the search engine, and you can read the full-blown study protocol information. It's easy to find us or a lot of information on the protocol because, again, in the search engine, just type in LANAP, LANAP, and you'll get a whole bunch of information on YouTube and doctors who do this. Our company is at www.lanap.com, so that'll get you right to our website.
Terrific. Dr. Greg, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this important information with us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Lisa. Good to be with you again.
Thanks for listening. For more information, go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com.